use the word like spry or perder.
Yes, I've heard those expressions too.
Good health.
He's sure is spry for his age, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, isn't she pert? Just watch her walk.
Sure is spry for his age.
Would you use those words about children?
Oh,
it would be older people.
Okay. Now, say your children are out later than usual. You say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Okay. And, you know that song, The Old Gray Mare, She Ain't What She
Used To Be. She don't, old mare doesn't quat like she used to quat. One of my nephews, when he was a little feller, his daddy sang it to him about the old gray mare doesn't trot like she used to trot. He couldn't say trot. He'd get out in the floor and he'd kind of dance, the old gray mare don't quat like she used to quat. And it just tickled us because he couldn't say it, and we were all the time having him sing to us about the old gray mare couldn't quat like she used to quat. His daddy, that's my oldest sister's husband, he had a lot of funny little songs that he sang to his Billy. And he had Billy dancing and singing too. Those crazy little songs.
I don't understand why she's afraid now.
She didn't used to be afraid. I wonder what has happened.
And somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say that he's smart.
Careless. He's very careless.
Okay. And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer.
Okay. What does that word mean exactly?
Well, not like she had been acting.
Uh-huh.
Normal.
Well, has that word changed meanings recently? Like, use it.
I don't use it, but I've heard those expressions. I've heard people say someone was queer. But really, I think the expression, someone is queer, is concerning sex.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're called a queer.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard that back when I was young.
It just meant someone was peculiar?
Concerning sex.
Strange. I never heard that.
Yeah, I mean, when you used the word, it didn't...
No, back when I was younger, I had never heard of it in that light. But when I would hear anybody, like you said, some lady that wasn't acting like we had been used to seeing her act, they would say she was acting queer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was means unusual, and not like her normal way of acting. But now... that word has become, as an ugly word, a certain person.
Now,
they're queer. They're a queer. That has become an ugly, sexy word.
You never use the word as a noun. I mean, you say someone was a queer.
Well, now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know, but when you were growing up, you'd say someone would act queer.
That was an adjective, a descriptive word.
Well, now that's what I'm talking about.
Say someone who's real sure of his own ways and never wants to change, and you can't ever argue with him because he'll never back down. You say that he's awfully...
conceited.
Okay. Any other words? You might tell him, don't be...
domineering.
Okay. But conceited. I'm thinking, like, just once he makes
domineering.
Up his mind, nothing will make him...
stubborn.
Huh?
Stubborn.
Okay. Any other words like that? Do you ever hear
bullheaded? Yes.
Okay.
All of those could describe that kind
bullheaded.
Of person.